This interview with Michelle Pascal was recorded on July 20th, 2021, during the Baltimore Youth Film Arts Workshop, Inside Stories, Perspectives on Incarceration.
Amity Foundation is probably the biggest and the oldest foundation in California for the reinsertion of the prisoners. Amity Foundation exists since 45 years, something like that. And today, Amity Foundation has 35 facilities or places in jail. At Amity Foundation, we have a holistic approach with nutrition, sport, motivation, different medicine, of course, medical approach, etc., different approach. And since 5 years, close 6 years, I direct the meditation program or new approach of meditation that I will develop with you. And this is a favorite activity of the students. At Amity, we don't say prisoners, we don't say lifers, we don't say parolees, we say students. And I will say, and I say to the students, I am not your meditation teacher. You are not my students, because for me, there is no teacher. There is no students. There is an exchange of energy. So to give you a precise data at Amity Foundation, and this data come from directly the CEO of Amity and the faculty members of Amity. I can share with you three exceptional data. The first one is, as you know, Stan, population incarcerated. This is a population the most affected by suicide, depression, PTSD, trauma, etc. At Amity Foundation, we have zero suicide. This is unbelievable. On the population the most affected by suicide, we get zero suicide. The second thing, it seems in California, 80% of parolees return to jail, 80%. At Amity Foundation, 90% of parolees never return to jail. To finish, we have a third data that I want to share with you. Since 5 years, direct this new approach of meditation, we make a survey at the end of every session. And we ask to every student, if we say that, how do you feel? And since 5 years, 100% of the students, they say, we feel better. We are happy. We are free. This is the three key words that they use all the time when we make the survey. So again, the approach of Amity, it's a therapeutic program. It's an holistic approach. It's not only meditation. Or meditation is a favorite activity because, as you know, probably we propose activity. And the prisoners can decide if they come, yes or no. So, of course, at Amity, there is the medical approach. We have nurses, doctors, psychologists, motivation, coach, nutrition, sport. There is an amazing approach. Who were, for example, incarcerated or in addiction, they give talk every day at Amity to share their experience with the prisoners. About our meditation program. So we develop a new approach of meditation. I will say based on my own experience. When I was a child, I have the blessing to be raised in a very violent family. So I was abused during many years, domestic violence, psychological violence, etc. And there is a church close my home. And I came in the church to spend a lot of time when I was a child, 7 years, 8 years. And I realized that there is no life without peace. There is no life without peace. The thing is, as you know, there are many ways of meditation since 3,000 years. Me, I come from Buddhism. I was a disciple of Chepa Dorje Rinpoche during 15 years. And I spent also many years in a Buddhist monastery in Nepal, in Kathmandu. The thing is, every way of meditation, it's like a rose in a bouquet. Everyone, we have our own way of meditation, I will say. For someone, it's good to practice MBSR. For someone, it's good to practice nothing but to go at the ocean. For someone, it's good to listen music, to put candle. I mean, there are many, many waves of meditation, and every way of meditation is beautiful like a rose, and we are a rose in the same bouquet. The thing is, I was very interested since I was a child by the question, how can we meditate when we are unable to meditate? I mean, how can we calm our mind when we have too much conflict at home, when we have too much money pressure, when life is too much difficult, when we are unable to be concentrated, because as you know, the brain is running all the time. So when someone was say to me, Michel, take a deep breath, just take a breath, for me, it was not possible. I was unable to be focused on my breath because when you are abused, when life is difficult, when you have a lot of money problem, this is the difference between the theory and the reality. Mm-hmm. In theory, of course, we need to meditate 10 minutes per day, 30 minutes per day. We need to be focused on the breath, etc. Me, I was unable. My life was too much difficult. So from my own experience and from my monastic life, I create a new way of meditation based on 2 points. First, we meditate, we calm the mind in the stressful situation. Because if we quiet the mind in nature or in a yoga studio, this is beautiful. But when we go back to our daily stress, when we go back to our money problem, to our daily life, when we go back to the traffic, to the problem at school, at the university, we crash again. Huh? You know, Stanley, this is when we go back from holidays. For me, again, it's only my experience. It was first to train the mind inside the daily stressful situation. For example, I train the prisoners not in a yoga studio, but where they live at Amity Foundation. I train the firemen of New York in Times Square. We go in Times Square. I give retreat in Times Square to train the mind to be quiet in the middle of Matrix. I train police officer in the street. I train Uber drivers on the freeway at the rush hour in Los Angeles, etc. So we train the mind not outside of the stress, but inside the stress. When I say I train the mind, just to be very precise, meditation in a Tibetan etymology, as we learn in a monastery, meditation doesn't mean to be in a lotus position, facing a lake. No, in Tibetan etymology, meditation means exactly I train my mind in my daily life. Uh-huh. There is another translation. We can say I transform my mind in my daily life. And we can adapt this etymology, and we can say, I train my mind in my daily stressful life. So this is the first point of our new approach. We don't calm the mind outside of the stress, because we know that when we go back to the stress, the brain has not received the information, I will be quiet in my daily stress. The brain receives the opposite information. There is a place to be quiet, my yoga studio, my nature, my room, my church. And there is a place, my university, where I am stressed. So first, we train the mind in our daily life. And this approach is based on the authenticity of the etymology of the word meditation. Second point, and for me it was the most important, the second point from the fact that we cannot make any effort. In our approach of meditation with the prisoners, there is no breath exercise, there is no concentration, there is no effort, there is no tips, there is no challenge 21 days. I will say life is enough challenging. We don't need more challenge 21 days.
Right.
I will share with you, Stanley, and with our friend, what say the prisoners of Los Angeles. At the beginning of our class, many years ago, one of the prisoners said to me, Michel, I come to your meditation class, but if you say to us, take a deep breath, be grateful, be positive, you are not respectful if you say that, because you don't realize our life is difficult. Just to copy-paste your mindfulness map on our world. And I said to the prisoner, I gave him a big hug. And I say, what you say, this is exactly the heart of my life, the heart of this new approach of meditation. So if we cannot talk to someone stressed, because the brain is running all time, and if we cannot ask an effort to the person, and you know, when we say to someone, just take a breath, we don't realize that just to take a breath, it's a huge effort. When we have too much money pressure, when we don't know how to pay our lease, when we have a lot of conflict, a lot of addiction, a lot of crazy information in our mind, when our brain is running all the time, when we are addicted to the social media, to when our brain is a hub. So, of course, before to say, oh, just take a breath, it was easy, but our world has totally changed. We must adapt meditation. So the key for me, it's there is no effort, no exercise, etc. And when I say that, it's not only for the prisoners. This is the same when you teach for a general manager of a big company in America. I remember one day, my student was one of the number three of one of the biggest company in America. She said, Michel, I will be unable to take a deep breath and to be focused, please. And I say, yes, I will not ask that to you. So if we cannot talk to someone stressed, what can we do?
Mm-hmm. I get the impression, Michelle, that if we have to use meditation daily, it's like we're constantly using meditation throughout the day because things change so much, right? Is that accurate?
Yes. The thing is, if we cannot talk, what can we do? We can tune the person on a calming vibration. Means at the moment we start to guide the meditation. We don't ask any effort to the person. And just in our approach, the person closed the eyes and, oof, you know, immediately the prisoner or any person say, oof, I release my tension. But the hoof, this is the key, because we know in neuroscience, and Tiffany knows that better than me, that at the moment we release the tension, what's happening in the brain, we reduce the cortisol, the hormone of the stress, and we upgrade the serotonin, the hormone of the well-being. So we become addicted to the serotonin. We become addicted to the peace sensation. And we replace the addiction of the stress by the addiction of the calmness, of the peace, with no effort, in 1 second. And we say, oh my gosh, I feel better. Refilled, like at Starbucks. And we have another session. And it's not in 6 months we progress. No, we progress in 1 second. Because as you know, Stanley and as Tiffany knows, and every neuroscientist proved to us, the brain is a neuroplasticity. So the brain is moving every millisecond. And I will say every emotion, it's an addiction. Every emotion, it's a neurochemical addiction. So at the moment, at the second, you feel, oof, better, naturally, we want to improve again this sensation. Why? Because calmness, this is our nature. No one is born stressed. And everyone, when we are stressed, we don't feel good because this is not our nature. So when we calm the mind, we go back to our true nature. So this is natural. So we feel good immediately. And like that, so to finish, when we reeducate the brain like that, I will say it's a sort of cognitive reeducation. We reeducate the brain like that in the middle of the stressful situation in 1 second. The brain has understood. The neurochemical message goes in our body. It is not an opinion. It's a physical sensation. And in Times Square, in a jail, in the traffic, in a university, in a school, in the street, everywhere, suddenly we say, yes, we can. Oh, I can be quiet in the middle of the storm. And I become addicted and I rediscover my life. And it works immediately with no effort. Many journalists or people say to me, oh, Michel, it's very new. In Tibetan Buddhism, all the Tibetan masters explain that. No. What is new, it's the authenticity. What is new is the authenticity. But what I explain to you, to integrate meditation in our daily life, I invite you to read any book of the Tibetan master, any book. They explain that. Me, that I try, it's to adapt. When I was a few years ago with Chepa Dorje Rinpoche, and I say, Rinpoche, for you, what means meditation? Is it a technique? Can you explain to me? Chepa Dorje Rinpoche said to me, Michel, technique in meditation. This is 1%. But 99%, this is the transmission of our energy to the person. The transfusion of consciousness. It means that meditation, it's not a technique. It's a transmission of energy. So as a teacher, we must be what we say. The benefit of our session depends on the benefit of the calming mind of the teacher. This is more than a technique. This is a transmission of energy. So to transmit an energy, of course, it's new. But in Tibetan Buddhism, it's not new since 3,000 years ago. Again, when we talk about visualization or breathing exercise, this is 1% of the practice. This is 1%. But 99%, this is the energy that we share. The best answer for your question and for your friend followers, we make a practice together in 1 minute. If you want, I can make with you exactly what I was doing with the prisoners a few minutes ago before you. We can do
Come on, Michel. Morgan, you want to do it? Want to do a little exercise?
Yeah, 1 minute.
They said yes.
There is no cushion. There is nothing. Huh? Just I will snap 3 times, or I could use a ball, but we can just, I use my fingers, simple. I snap 3 times, we close our eyes during 1 minute, and at the end of the minute, I snap 3 times, we open our eyes. That's it. I snap 3 times, and just we close our eyes. We are sitting down like a mountain. We do nothing, just we are sitting down like a mountain, and we visualize a mountain. We see the mountain is stable, grounded, and in our world we need stability. So we see a mountain. We see the stability of the mountain. And we breathe in mentally the stability of the mountain, like that. Keep our breath, keep stability, exhale stability. And we feel the stability of the mountain in all our body. When we meditate like a mountain, we become a mountain. And we open our eyes slowly. How do you feel, Michelle?
I feel good.
You feel the mountain in 1 second. How do you feel, Morgan?
Relaxed.
How do you feel, Darian?
I feel good. That's probably like the only time I've been able to like really meditate. Usually like my mind's all over the place, but I was actually like still.
How do you feel, my Stanley?
Wonderful. I felt a smile come over my face in the middle of it. So that smile is how my heart feels. Free. Feel wonderful. Feel better. Much more relaxed, like Morgan said. I really
as
feel
you,
good.
As you know, the serotonin active the dopamine in the brain. Serotonin, the hormone of well-being, active dopamine, the hormone of happiness. So the more we calm the mind, the more we are happy. The more we enjoy this moment that we share together. But I will say, when we are in a university, you must learn a lot. So it means that you must integrate many informations every day. But what is the best way to study well, to integrate a lot of information? This is to calm the mind. Because the more the mind is calm, the more the mind is clear. And we upgrade our brain capacities when we calm the mind. And after, my question, me, as a meditation teacher, is, okay, there is no debate, we need to calm the mind, but how to calm the mind? And especially in our approach, how to calm the mind when we are unable to be focused, when we are too much tired, or when our life is too much difficult. So at Amity, we don't progress step by step. We don't grow. There is no progression. The guys, they feel immediately better. That's it. So, for example, it's interesting to see that the program for the prisoners that we develop, we develop the same program now for the lifers, prisoner incarcerated for life. And, for example, most of them say, now we sleep better. Because, you know, one of the main problems for the prisoners, especially lifers, this is the guilt, and this is the PTSD of the guilt, and the sleep disorder. So when we calm the mind, as we did just a few seconds, but a session, it's around 45 minutes. But when we calm the mind, we dissolve or emotion, like the wind dissolves the clouds in the sky. If we give a metaphor, I will say to you that emotions are the evaporation of our thought. And emotions are like clouds in the sky. So at the moment we calm the mind, poof, we dissolve naturally the emotion of the guilt of the trauma, of the panic attack, etc. And when you calm the mind like that during the day, you sleep better. Because as you know, the night is the continuity of the day. So naturally, they sleep better. We don't really feel a progression. We feel better immediately. And I will say, your question really touched my heart because I think we live in a world very impatient. We want a result immediately. It is not, oh, in a few months, in a few years, step by step, if you make effort, you will feel better. No. You know probably, Michel, the data of health department, 80% of American people, we are just close to burnout, 80%. But probably you know if you make some research, this data was made before the COVID-19. So imagine during COVID-19. So we need to feel better immediately. I will say we have no time to progress step by step. No. Come on, we need to feel immediately better. After, of course, there is a sort of consolidation, session after session. But I will say the benefit is in 1 second. You know, when you are born and raised in a violent family, you die or you survive. That's it. So my life was my school of meditation. And naturally, to survive in a very stressful and violent environment, I develop my monastery, I will say, the monastery in my mind. Of course, after in France, I study a lot, and I was a disciple of Chepa Dorje Rinpoche, of Jean-Yves Leloup, the famous theologian. I have written 20 books in spirituality. I co-wrote a book with His Holiness Dalai Lama in 2006, and I spent many years in convent and also in monastery. So year after year, I follow my spiritual life, but I will say, I think the best school, this is a school of the life. This is when we are in a violent family that we must find a way. Or we fall down in addiction, we fall down in violence, we reproduce what we receive, or we recycle what we receive. And of course, I come also from Tibetan Buddhism school, to be precise, Nyingma tradition. So in Nyingma school, we are very interested by Tonglen. Tonglen in Tibetan, this is a practice to recycle the emotion. We don't keep the bad emotion. We don't talk about the bad emotion. We don't try to know why we were abused, etc. No, we are interested by one question. How can I feel better now, in the present moment? So we transform the dark to light. I will say to you that for me, meditation, it's a sort of martial art. We transform the dark to light. This is Tonglen. We transform the challenge in a fantastic opportunity to be happy every day. To be happy, I will say, not a naive happiness, but a divine happiness. An happiness who doesn't depend from any circumstances. Oh, I have a new girlfriend. Oh, my girlfriend leave me today. I have a new job. I lose my job. Not to be the yo-yo, you know, the yo-yo of the emotion. But to develop a quality of peace, happiness like a child. Because it's an happiness grandest than ourselves. Grandest are our human happiness. It is a divine happiness. And I will say to finish for your question, this is the same when we forgive. You know, to forgive for the prisoners, this is extremely important. So there is a moment we can forgive with our heart. I will say we can forgive 80%, 90, 99, but sometimes 1% stay in the subconscious. So what can we do? We offer our human forgiveness to a divine forgiveness. And when I say divine, it is not a religious. It's a quality of forgiveness grandest than ourselves. When I say divine, I will say the world that I cannot see, the world that I cannot explain, the world that I don't understand. We must accept that we don't understand. There is something grandest than ourselves. So this is this divine happiness that I have the blessing to learn in this difficult family. And I love my parents. They are in the sky. They were my first spiritual teacher because we progress only when life is difficult. This is the same in meditation. We don't progress when we calm our mind in a quiet place. Everyone can do that. Make the experience, for example, in a conflict with someone to calm your mind. Wow. This is the awakening. Make the experience to calm your mind in the traffic, in Times Square in New York, or in your university where there is a lot of stress, noises, tension, and you feel like a mountain. And I will say to make the experience in a jail. You know, in jail, the noises is crazy, the tension are crazy. To be able to calm the mind in the storm. Wow. This is like that, that we progress. We don't progress when life is easy. We progress when life is difficult. Stress is our guru. A free app, free cost app, and they use this app every day. Like after, when they are released, when the parole time is finished, they keep going on to use our app, or they come back sometimes at Amity, or I meet them in a retreat, or when I give classes, etc. We keep going on to feed the calming energy. But I will say, most of time when they leave Amity, they are okay. They rebuilt a new life. They have a job. I can share with you a funny story. One of the guy at Amity a few weeks ago say, "Oh, Michel, I got a job." I say, "Congratulations." He say, "Let me explain to you how I get the job." I say, "Tell me." Say, "I came to an interview. There is a woman very stressed. She said, I have a lot of questions to ask you." He said, "Me, I was sitting down like a mountain." I say, "Ask me your question." So the girl, he said, was so stressed. She said, "I have a lot of questions for you and this and that." He said, "Me, I was like a mountain." And after the first question, she said to me, "You are very quiet." He said, "Yes, I am like a mountain." And she said to me, "I give you the job immediately." So it's funny because in downtown LA, when I walk many times, I met some parolees or some guys who were incarcerated. And now in downtown LA, if you come, many of the guys say, "like a mountain" in LA. Right. It's become a sort of gimmick for the guy. It's funny. I will say we can work in university, in a school, in a jail, in a Starbucks. We can be homeless. We can be a celebrity. This is the same. The same is our brain is running all the time. So we need to calm the mind. And especially when we have responsibility, as you have, when we have an amazing career, as you have. In America, we are educated at the opposite of the goal. The goal is to be active, creative, to produce a lot, but we are educated to be stressed. So we must go here, and we are educated to go here. I will say it could be fantastic in your university to, if you are interested, to develop the program that we do with the prisoners in LA, because this is a population the most affected by the depression, the suicide, the PTSD. And I will say to finish, in our world, it is amazing when you realize that the poorest people of LA, homeless, prisoners, lifers, parolees, they are our experts. They are the pioneers of a new spiritual time. And it's very interesting to see that the programs that we do, me just, I adapt the authenticity of the Tibetan Buddhist teaching as I receive in my lineage. It is not I create a new revolution of meditation, not at all. I adapt on a very practical way what explain all the Tibetan masters as I learned in my monastery. The thing is, of course, when we realize the etymology of meditation, as I share with you, we say, wow, it's new. But come with me in Nepal, in my monastery, every monk, every nun will explain to you that meditation, it's not home to be like that. Hein? No, I will say in LA, this is like that, but not in the authenticity of the Tibetan master since 3,000 years.
Yes.
The thing is, we are educated with the cliché of meditation, but this is not meditation.